KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with breaking news coming in from the Western Cape. Expelled SA ambassador to the US, Ibrahim Rasool, has just arrived back in the country. He's touched down at the Cape Town International Airport moments ago. Rasool's return follows his designation as persona non grata after political disputes over his statements on the US. Any agreement between the ANC and EFF in an attempt to pass the budget could further deteriorate relations between South Africa and the United States. That's the view of political analyst Dr. Imran Bakus. The EFF told the SABC in an interview this week that it has met with the ANC's chief whip forum to discuss the possibility of voting for the national budget, which will see VAT increase to 16% over the next 2 years. It's after the DA, the ANC's largest GNU partner, said it would not support the tax hikes. Bakker says many people want the DA and the ANC to come to some sort of agreement.
I think there might be a critical cabal that might want to go with the DA, and there might be another that might want to go with the EFF. I think the geopolitical situation also impacts. The government is trying to rescue this relationship, which is a very difficult one with the US. Any kind of agreement with the EFF might scar that relationship even more.
And back home, KZN police have confirmed that they've located an elderly man who was allegedly assaulted and robbed by a group of wanted murder suspects. The three suspects were killed in a shootout with police in Doringkop in northern KZN on Friday night. Provincial police spokesperson Paul Magwaza says officials received intelligence about four suspects who were sought for multiple murder cases in KwaMsane and Mtubatuba. Magwaza says they were given a description of the vehicle.
Police officers saw the vehicle driving on Doesburg Road, and as they tried to stop the vehicle, the occupants shot at the police. A gun battle ensued, and three suspects were fatally wounded, with one suspect fleeing the scene.
He says investigations revealed that the suspects had earlier committed a house robbery at a local home.
They went to an elderly man's home, they assaulted him and robbed him of his firearm. Police officers looked for the senior citizen during the night, but with no luck. Fortunately, the old man is still alive and has opened the case at Kwadwoza police station. The suspect will be profiled to check if they are not linked to any other cases.
And on the international front, the mayor of Istanbul has been arrested and jailed as he awaits trial on corruption charges. Ekrem İmamoğlu denies the allegations, with thousands of his supporters taking to the streets and clashing with police. Tear gas and pepper spray has been fired at crowds in Turkey. He's the main political rival of the president, who's accused the opposition of trying to create an atmosphere of tension and chaos. Your top story this hour. Expelled SA ambassador to the US, Ibrahim Rasool, has just arrived back in the country at the Cape Town International Airport. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.